This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry coming to you today with the message for the month of May in the year 2023. And the subject scriptures for this message are going to be found as two passages of scripture, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. One in the Old Testament is Genesis chapter number 1 and verse number 1. The second scripture is found in the Gospel of St. John in the New Testament, chapter 1 and verse 1 also. And as I said, this is for the month of May, the year 2023. The passages of scriptures read thusly, starting with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then we're going to go to St. John chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our subject title for this message today is simply, In the Beginning, God. The message for this month is one that sets the blueprint of just what our existence in relationship to God is about. When the question arises as to how we got here and where we came from and how we are to travel this journey called life, everything boils down to one thing, and that is what this message is about. It makes no difference who you are or what the situation is. There is a starting point to all things, and that starting point is God. If you will look at the two subject scriptures, they put everything in perspective by saying that in the beginning of all things, before things began, and all things begin with God. Before the earth and heaven were created, there was God. Before there were plants, living creatures, the sun, moon, and stars, there was God. Not only was he the architect of everything that exists, he is also the architect of everything that arises that would lend itself to be either something that brings us problems or success and prosperity. Essentially, all things have to go through him because he designed them to function according to his will. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 3, we find these words. It says, All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then in Colossians, which is also in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse number 16, we find these words. The Apostle Paul writes, For by him were all things created that were in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. all things were created by him and for him, which is a key point there. Everything is designed for his pleasure, not ours. Rules and things are put in place for his pleasure, not ours. Things that come in our lives to either be a blessing or a curse ultimately come for his pleasure to essentially prove or get us to understand that he is who he says he is, and we can't get around that. Going on further, I detoured a little bit. Both of these scriptures make it perfectly clear, like I said, that there is absolutely nothing past, present, or future that doesn't have its beginning from God. Now, having said that, you can further deduce that when it comes to how we deal with the problems that are bound to arise in our lives, the best solution has to be one that is designed by God. Throughout the history of mankind, we can see just how important God's influence on things really is. If you will read the story of the creation of all things in Genesis chapter 1, the entire chapter there, you will see that after God finished his creation, it says in verse 31 that all things were very good. What this means is all things were in harmony with each other. There was no conflict, no sickness, disease, infirmity, or anything else that today is the hallmark of a world that's gone mad. This is what God set it up to be. So, just how did things that were very good deteriorate into the chaos that engulfs us today? Once again, God put certain rules and stipulations in place for his crowning achievement, which was man, to follow. As long as he, man, followed the rule, that's right, there was only one rule. Genesis chapter 2, verses number 16 and 17 tells us that God told Adam not to eat. He could eat anything that was in the garden except for one, the fruit off of one tree that was in the midst of the garden, and he put the stipulation that you shall not eat it. And then he said, in the day that you do, thou shalt surely die. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself anyway. But as long as man obeyed the rule, things would remain very good. The Bible tells us that we were made in the image of God. This means that unlike all his other creations, he took special care in creating us. He spoke everything into existence, but he took his own two hands and molded us out of the dust of the earth. Then he breathed his breath into us and we became a living soul. Find that in Genesis chapter number 2. Verse number 7. Not only that, but just like himself, he gave us dominion or power and authority. Read that in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28, over all of the rest of his creation. In short, God bestowed on man the position of being a God over his creation. If man would have only followed that rule, then everything would be in the same condition as it was at the beginning. Very good. However, in order to have all of God's characteristics, he bestowed on us the ability to make choices. The choice was to either follow the rule or go against it or sin. Now, the consequences of disobedience was already built in when God created man. For God warned man what would happen to him if he disobeyed or sinned against him. God held or holds dominion over all his creation, including man. Man, on the other hand, holds secondary dominion over all things under him, talking about under man. Now, this means as long as man, or in this case Adam, is obedient to God, he, Adam, could control everything around him. This is much like a general or an owner or a boss delegating authority to someone under them to control others in their particular field. The problem came in when Adam disobeyed God and essentially gave the serpent or the devil the dominion that he was given by God. In other words, God gave power and authority over all things to Adam. When Adam turned around and essentially followed the directions of the serpent, he essentially gave what God had given him over to the serpent, and the serpent or the devil became the one that now had the authority over the earth and everything in the earth. What God had given to man, man turned around and gave to the devil. Now, going on a little further, it says, "For this God unleashed the curses not only on Adam, but all the earth and everything above, on and beneath it. As a primary result, man, who was created to live forever, began the process of dying. The other consequences was that everything that was at one time very good became corrupted. Conflicts, wickedness, sickness, and evil became the dominant forces in the creation. This is how we got to the place we find ourselves in today. Now, one might think that God could just step in and fix things and make them as they were before. Well, that is not the way he works. Oh, he could do it if he had a mind to, but if he did, he would have to backtrack on what he said from the beginning, meaning changing his mind and going back on his word. In other words, he would be no better than us, because that is what we tend to do all the time when it suits us. But in the beginning, God set rules that not only governed his creation, but himself as well. In other words, if he demands us to follow his directions, then he has to follow them as well. Have you ever heard the term a person's word is their rep? This carries with it the idea that if a person gives you their word on something, you can rest assured they will follow it, or they'll do it. Isaiah chapter 46 and 11 tells us, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I also will do it. I will also do it. Psalms 119, verse number 106 says this, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 12 says, Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. These are a few of many scriptures that let us know that we can rest assured that God will do and abide by what he says, good or bad. Show me any human being that you can say that about. Even if mama and daddy promise you something, they may have all the intent in the world to do it. However, what happens if they get sick or die before they can do it? What if they lose their job or go broke? Well, with God, that will never happen. God is not going to get sick. He is not going to die. He neither slumbers or sleeps. He is never too busy or anything else that would cause him to fail to carry out his word. As the title of this message says, In the beginning, God. That means he set the blueprint of how everything should be. That blueprint hasn't changed one single bit. However, now, as messed up as the world is today, God has made the way for us as individuals to get back into the frame of mind that was at the beginning. That is because in the beginning, God, before he created us, put in place a plan to redeem us just in case we did something that would separate us from him, or in other words, sin. That plan was salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. However, for the purpose of the last few minutes that I have for this message, let's look at a few of the things that we are doing today that have brought us in this nation to the condition we find ourselves in today. Remember, God set the design for us to follow. anyone that goes outside of that position is guilty of sin. In the beginning, God created man first. Then he made the woman to be his helper or assistant. You can find that in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 18. When it comes to the family, the man is the head of the family, and as such, he is the head of the wife. You can find that in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 23. When it comes to the church, the man is the one that God has placed over it. Therefore, when you see women claiming that they are just as capable of heading a household or leading a church, you are looking at someone that refuses to accept God's design for her position in life. It has nothing to do with capabilities. In the beginning, God designed the family as two people. One, a man, and the other, a woman. Children are optional. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 27, and Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18. Today, some of us have decided that a family marriage can be between two men or two women. If this were what God designed, then why would he call it an abomination? Not only that, but how can they produce children? Remember, he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. In the beginning, God designed the church with Christ as the head. Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 23 to 24, and the man as the bishop and pastor. According to his directions, the position of the woman is to teach the younger women how to be obedient to their husbands. You go to the New Testament book of Titus, chapter number 2, read verses 3 through 5. And you see what I'm talking about. In the beginning, God called sexual relations outside of marriage fornication and adultery. Fornication is when a person that is not married is having sex. Adultery is when a person that is married is having sex with someone other than their spouse. Today, men and women are increasingly staying single so that they won't have to be tied to any one person. That way they can just take up living together for convenience. When things get rough, they can split up and move on to another relationship. In the beginning, God gives us clear direction as to how we ought to raise our children. He tells us, among other things, what to do when they are disobedient. His reasoning is that they may need to be spanked for their own good. go to Proverbs chapter number 22 and read verse number 15, and Proverbs number 23 and read verse 14. You can't tell that to most people today, including Christians, because in their eyes, that is child abuse. How are you going to say something that God tells you to do as being something that is evil, like a child abuse? Now, there's a difference between spanking a child and beating a child almost to unconsciousness and stuff like that. But you see, we got too many people trying to take what God says and trying to improve on it when it can't be improved on, because the minute you mess with it, you mess it up. And that's what's happening today. A lot of things just all messed up because we tried to add to and take away from God's word. But anyway, let's go back. Going a little further, God has a design for every human activity that you can imagine. But most of us don't care to find out what it is. We essentially want to live our lives according to our own feelings and not according to what God says. Then we wonder why things have gotten as bad as they have. The Bible tells us that God will never leave or forsake us, and that is true. However, what people don't seem to realize is that we can leave and forsake Him, and that is where the problem comes in. If, for example, God says, as long as you stay with me in my fortress, I will protect you and your family, and you do so, then He is obligated Himself to do it. Remember, I said He stands by His word to perform it, but that's one of the instances where He gives you His promise, but it comes with a stipulation that you be obedient to His word. On the other hand, if you decide to go outside of the fortress, then His obligation to you ends. He didn't leave you. You left Him. Now listen to carefully here. If God directs you to go outside the fortress, then He is obligated to protect you. But for most of the situations we find ourselves in today, God has nothing to do with it, because we have chosen to venture away from His protection, and as a result, the chaos we see today. It should be understood that I am specifically talking about spiritual matters more so than physical locations. It would be nice if we could stay in a church 24/7 and not have anything to do with the world. However, that is not what we are here for. God has given us the commission to go out into the world to spread the gospel, which means as long as we are doing His work, He will be with us. But the minute we start joining in with them, talking about the world, and taking on their characteristics, which is a rebellion against Him, that is when we leave Him behind. My question to you is, how are you living your life? Is it according to His design or yours? Well, that's the end of this message. And I'd like to hope that you get something or have gotten something from this message. We're living in terrible times today, and like I say, most of the reason why we're in these positions in the first place is because of a failure of the church to be doing the job, or Christians to doing the job that God said for them to be doing, and as a result, the world doesn't see any alternative than to do what it is that it is already doing, which basically, as we can see, is nothing but providing fertile ground for more chaos and destruction and crime and everything else that's going on, just utter chaos. We need to get back to God, people. Because God is still there to stand by, stand on his word, and provide what he said he will provide if we will get back to him. Like one passage of scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, he said, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." If we want America healed, and not only that, even if we want our bodies and things healed, we need to get back to God. Well, that's all for today. This is Evangelist George McTyre saying that may God bless you and your families real good as you go forth for the rest of this month and for the days that's upcoming. Until next time, God bless you and good day.